I'm just tan, man. Although I've been pretty white lately, so. Summer.
You've been in your
brown
white era.
Summer.
Summer.
Summer. Okay, what does Shane say? Welcome to Smosh Mouth?
Yep.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda. And Shane is not here right now because he said bye. No, I'm just kidding. He's having a good time with his family somewhere. I don't know where.
On a mountaintop.
But I am here with the two daddy bosses. I'm so excited. We have Anthony.
Hey.
Yeah. And Ian.
Hashtag dad boss.
I said daddy. Oh,
I was going to say hashtag daddy. Dad bod. Hashtag I mean, dad bod.
Is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, yeah, I think I'm getting there.
Well, we gave you spaghetti and meatballs.
Cool, that's going to gonna help.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Meatballs.
Do you guys go by, do you guys like daddy or dad?
I prefer daddy.
That makes sense to me. Father? Dad. Father feels very young.
I prefer papa.
Ooh, no, I won't.
Papa.
You want to do papa?
Papa feels papa. Like it's back in the day in like Scrooge time. And yeah. You're like...
Well, also if you say papa, it's a little weird if it...
Yeah. I mean, when I think of like papa...
It's like Tiny Tim?
It's like a...
That's what he does.
It's like Tim.
Like a French boy?
Like in
papa.
It's like in the 1940s. It's like a burn.
Movie.
It's like a burned down village.
Yes.
And there's like this like child wandering through the streets.
He's covering
like,
soot.
Papa!
Papa!
You want that?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So we have daddy and 1940s war crime wars. Papa!
Crime wars.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry about anything.
We're 1 minute into this podcast and I already talked
so
about
off
war
the rails.
Crimes.
Yeah, you can't get Ian sitting anywhere with
this
you without
happens.
Hearing about war crimes.
This is what happens.
This is what happens with Ian.
Yep.
Now, Anthony, first of all, it's been forever since you've been on the pod.
Yeah, I haven't even been on this new set. That's crazy.
And you're in my seat. How do you feel?
It feels good. It's like concave in a really
huge. There's a huge groove.
It's huge groove. I'm like sitting in your.
What the fuck is wrong?
I'm sitting in your perfect shape.
He sat down and went, whoa.
Yeah.
You guys, I do not have a monster ass.
I'm sitting in your perfect shape.
Do I have a monster ass?
I can't answer that question.
Daddy boss. What size is my ass, one through ten?
I could feel a perfect shape here.
Okay, now it's perfect. Before it was concave.
Both could be true at the same time.
Listen, that's great. And Shane has. I'm not allowed to talk about his ass anymore.
You're not allowed to talk about his ass anymore.
It's a square indentation.
Boom!
Just bah!
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 And mine's like, that's a
no, yours is, whoa!
Yeah, I'm feeling, whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yours is like,
it's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's
there
yours.
There are hard edges.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah.
This sounds like the sounds you were making during the Hunger Games episode when you were for the
simulation.
Explosions, like,
boom.
Yeah.
Those were the bombs when people died in
Hunger
Games.
Shit.
If you haven't seen that video, go back to it. It happened months ago.
And years ago, I think. Sorry, what?
Yeah,
sorry.
Years ago.
Sorry, what?
Years,
no, you can always interrupt me. It's fine.
Sorry, what?
And your butt.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I feel like Anthony's butt is like,
it's definitely an angel choir.
It's an angel choir, and it's just like traveling the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always getting stretched.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
The outside, yoga. Listen.
What do you know that I don't know?
Listen, this is going well. I genuinely meant that in a good way.
Okay.
Like, well, at least you said stretched, yoga. And you didn't say gaped, so...
See?
You know, there's a difference.
This is why they don't get us in the same room.
No.
Camera. I mean, like, what's my
really?
Butt?
We were afraid to get you guys in the same room.
And you should have been, apparently.
I mean, what's my butt? Guys... What's my butt like?
She already said
it. I already
did
your butt.
You want to hear it again?
Your butt is uncomfortable. I already said that.
Oh.
Your butt was like, nah, and then it goes, because it's leaking.
Okay.
It's leaking. It's gleeking.
It's gleeking or it's leaking?
You guys, we have to stop. Actually, we can keep going. Let's cheers your wine because...
Okay.
Also, guys, we are all on a date together. That's right. We talked about our asses and now we're going to get into some deep, real stuff. We are playing 36 Questions to Fall in Love and you guys are on a dinner date, but I'm also here too.
Are we on the date or are we on a date with you? Are you just like hosting our
date?
You
know what? You're on a date with me.
I like that. Right. I like that.
Anthony likes that better.
I like that.
Okay.
You know what, Ian? Let's cheers to that.
It's less yaoi, more MFM.
Yeah, let's cheers to the MFM.
Don't ask about male, female,
cheers.
All right.
What's
let's cheers. Let's cheers, but like Blizzard, Dairy Queen Blizzard style.
What the hell does that mean?
He doesn't eat that.
Well, first of all, what does that mean?
They should make a vegan Blizzard.
Oh, I'm sure it's not hard. Okay, yeah. What is it though? Okay. I'm scared to.
Well, so when they make you the Blizzard, it's like, so for those of you that don't know Dairy Queen, it's like a
milk. He's a Dairy Queen.
It's like a chunky milkshake.
Yum.
And
love
it's so
that.
Good. But before when they go to hand it to you, they don't just hand it to you. They turn it upside down to prove that shit thick.
So they every time.
Every time they go to hand it to you and they go.
Everyone is nodding.
And you just had how many in Montreal?
I had two in Montreal.
Yeah, in Montreal. And the flavors were Score Bar, which is the best.
What is that?
It's a candy bar from literally the 1900s.
It's chocolate and toffee.
That sounds really good.
And it's Score, S-K-O-R.
Yeah. Do they sell that in the U.S. or is that a Canadian
only? They sell it in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My favorite movie snack.
It's not super popular, but
it's from the 1900s.
It is the best.
Yeah. What's the other one you got?
Also Score. I didn't stray.
You got double Score? You didn't even.
No, because I didn't want to do like Oreo. I don't know what the other ones are.
Probably Reese's.
I'm trying to think what I would get.
It's Reese's.
I was a freak. And when I'd get McFlurries, I would get the mini M&M's one.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Naughty bitch.
I love that.
Naughty.
I would get Butterfinger.
Butterfinger is good too.
Oh, man.
Wait,
is this one of the 36 questions?
Your glass.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. Actually, it could be one of the 36 questions. Woo. Cheers to.
Oh. Cheers to
falling in love.
Us.
Cheers to falling in love.
Cheers to falling in love. Cheers. I've got the iPad now.
I've never cheers an iPad before.
Yep.
And this is spaghetti that we can actually eat.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have fake wine, but real spaghetti.
Yeah. You have real spaghetti.
They didn't trust us with wine.
Is that real water?
Do the upside down trick. No, stop.
No, it's good. It's real water.
God, everyone's going to be so upset if you spill. I don't want a wet seat.
Look at the legs on this wine.
Wow.
Oh, wow. We all love wine, right?
We had a lot of wine in Montreal.
We did.
We had a lot of wine.
We did.
Remember the waiter that was trying to give us more wine? And we had to say, please, no.
Well, every bottle of wine, it was like his friend made it.
Stories about his roommate made the wine that we had.
Well, I don't want roommate wine.
We had roommate wine.
You were there, but you were at the other side of the table.
I was at the other side.
So you were in a different planet, basically.
Yeah,
because
our
planet was the waiter knowing all of the wine bottles his friends made, which I'm then how is it here?
He didn't say a single thing about that to me.
He gave us lots of facts about his roommate wine.
He was a big fan of, I think, just Anthony.
No, I don't think so.
Possible.
But the other dude.
It's okay. You don't want to say it?
The other dude spilled Coca-Cola all over me. But it was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was a cool experience.
Refreshing.
It was refreshing.
Listen, I was right across the way from Anthony, so I felt very close to it. I didn't get any Coke on me at all.
It was all me?
It was all you. But the thing is, I felt so bad for him because he was so nervous.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he...
I didn't know until after he spilled it on me and he was like, I'm so sorry. I was like nervous to serve you guys because I'm a big fan. And
yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
The whole glass.
But I was like, I'm going to do whatever I can to make this guy not feel weird about spilling.
I think everyone should spill a full bottle of Coca-Cola on their idol.
Yeah. I don't know if that was his idol.
Who is your idol? If you saw.
Is this one of the 36 questions?
No, I'm just making this up.
Okay.
Well, okay. There's a better question. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want to have as a dinner guest?
Okay.
And would be mortified if you spilled Coca-Cola on them.
Oh, shit.
This is a double whammy question
right
here. I'll also answer too because I'm on the date with you guys.
Do they have to be alive?
I don't think they should.
We'll make them alive
they should be,
again.
They should be alive at dinner.
Well, I'm not having dinner with a corpse, but I see what, I was like, do I have to choose from the 8 billion people alive now?
They can be dead.
I always feel like this is such a hard question.
I kind of do too. I feel like I would want to choose someone that I'd want to pick their brain.
Yeah. Like who? Do you have anyone in mind?
No.
I feel like I would get like into this weird existential area where I'm like, maybe like what's the common ancestor of all the humans that are alive? Is there one woman?
Just a
that
woman
is all
named
of our mother.
Beth.
Oh.
Beth.
She's like, yeah.
Just like, you know, like, I don't know, 200,000 years ago.
So you want a woman common ancestor of all of us?
Yes.
So you essentially want like Mother Earth.
Well, basically, yeah. Well, Mother Human.
You want like the first like Homo sapien.
No, I mean, just whatever the most, like...
You realize you wouldn't be able to talk to them,
yeah, but
right?
I just... Think about that. Okay, you're okay. Just communicating with body language.
I'm saying, yes.
Right? You're vibing with this person. You don't speak the same language.
It's kind of like Project Hail Mary, okay? So when there's a computer involved, I'm going to add this to this.
Okay.
So
okay.
There's a computer involved. So if the other person wants to talk, like this woman, Beth, she can, and Anthony will understand it.
Okay.
I'm also cool with just no communication. We just eat and we just like see if we vibe just in the same vicinity. You don't seem entertained by
my
thing. She might just kill you.
You think that our common ancestor is killing her?
Yeah, she might see you as like a demon or something.
Well, that's true.
Or maybe she'd want to breed.
Okay.
Is that incest if you're that far apart?
Oh. You know, I'll let it slide.
You'll let that slide?
Okay, you are not the boss.
I am not sleeping with our common ancestor, Ian.
I don't want that.
You think I'm getting our common ancestor down at a table and sleeping with her?
No.
I mean, the ties are much closer with the people in Iceland. So.
Oh, between each them? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more relational stuff going on there or in Alabama.
You know, they have the highest amount of people that are like over 6'5", or like the median height of a man there is higher in Iceland than
anywhere else
in the world.
My people.
Yeah. So you can see over the snowbanks.
Yeah.
You guys are so fun. That's so fun. Okay, so you are not going to sleep with your ancestor, but you want dinner with your ancestor and you don't care if you guys talk.
Yeah.
And we decided her name is Beth, or do we want to go with a different name? Something more mystical.
Mystical? Oh, what do you think people's names were like back
then? I'm guessing their names are
I'm like, hey,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you get to have that.
Thank you.
And you'd be mortified if you spilled Coca-Cola on her, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Then she would kill you.
Yeah, and I would be okay with it.
Okay.
If I spill Coca-Cola on someone, I'm like, kill me now. I can't live with this.
Wow. Well, we won't talk about the person that actually spilled
No, they're cool. They're cool.
They're cool.
Yeah.
Just you.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Smalls. I'm really proud of how I've been taking care of myself. I try to eat well, work out when I can. I just want to live a long and happy life. And I want the exact same thing for my cats.
That's a great point. They deserve to eat great food and live a long life too.
Exactly. That's why I use Smalls. Smalls fresh cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free 100% human-grade ingredients you'd find in your fridge. A balanced diet leads to less shedding and fewer hairballs.
Oh, I'm not a fan of hairballs, so that is a major win.
And Smalls cat food leads to high protein and improved hydration.
Gosh, nobody likes to be thirsty.
No. My cats love Smalls. They will not stop meowing until we put it in their bowls. As soon as we get it out of the fridge, they're losing their minds. They love it so much, and they're very picky, so it's good stuff. So stop serving your little carnivore a bowl of processed shortcuts. For a limited time, because you're a Smosh Mouth listener, get 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. That's 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Meow.
What?
Okay, Ian, do I dare ask who you would
I'm scared,
have?
Ian. Who would you choose? Is it a war criminal?
Please, God.
Is it the Titanic driver?
Are you going to let me answer?
Sorry. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. No, you have the floor.
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
The Kool-Aid Man.
What? The Kool-Aid Man who busts through buildings?
Yeah. Yeah, the Kool-Aid Man.
What are you going to discuss?
How he busts through those walls so easy.
Amanda, are you falling in love with Ian yet?
Oh, honey. I'm already there.
This is how I get the ladies.
Yeah. They're like, so like, what's your passion? And he's like, oh, talk to the Kool-Aid guy. What's that? Why you bust through walls all the time?
I don't know who I would really want to.
What? That was fake? I thought that was real.
I mean, it would be cool, but that's
you
not.
You spilled Coca-Cola on the Kool-Aid
guy. I'm pretty sure the Kool-Aid man doesn't exist in real life, IRL.
What are you talking about? He lives in walls. The Kool-Aid
man
lives
in the back rooms.
Literally behind one of. He's behind this wall right now, waiting to bust through.
Oh, okay.
You just call. I literally hear like thunder.
Yeah.
Anyone else hear that?
Yeah, I think he's busting through.
Okay, everybody else hears that.
He's busting through other walls to get to this wall.
Oh my God, and all we hear is distant screams.
I saw this meme that the Kool-Aid Instagram account posted right after the back rooms, and it was just the Kool-Aid man silhouette broken through the back room.
Yeah. Wait, that's so smart. There's a Kool-Aid Instagram?
Yeah.
There's an everything Instagram.
Yeah. That's like when I first found out websites existed, you know, and I was like, I'm going to boobs.com.
Speaking of which, I would like a dinner with Tom from MySpace.
Thanks for squeezing that in right before he said
You're
that.
You're welcome. Yeah, Tom from MySpace.
Who? Tom from MySpace.
Who's that?
What?
You've met him.
Yeah, that's true. We actually did meet Tom from MySpace.
Guys!
You don't know who Tom from MySpace is?
You don't know MySpace Tom. We were
You don't
all
know Tom Anderson?
You were friends
Maybe
with Tom Anderson.
I do.
You were. Did you have a MySpace?
Yes.
You were friends with
Tom
Anderson?
With Tom.
It's been a long time.
Does this remind you of anything?
Let me see. Wait, kinda.
Yeah. Imagine a white shirt.
Who was he again?
He was
white
the founder
whiteboard,
of MySpace.
Whiteboard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Founder of MySpace.
Yeah.
So
when you made a MySpace account, you have your friends list.
Yep.
Tom was always a friend.
Right. Tom was always a friend. I mean, I haven't had, I don't remember when I even made my MySpace. It was fucking forever ago.
Yeah, probably like
Remember when you didn't want to make one, Ian? Because you were like, I'm a contrarian.
No, I didn't want to make a Facebook.
Oh, no, you didn't want to make
a
MySpace
everyone
either.
Everyone has to make a Facebook possible. So you can post your drunk photos on it.
Yeah. I didn't get drunk.
Oh, I didn't get drunk in high school either.
I didn't get drunk in high school.
Yeah. Did you?
Yes. No.
I didn't get drunk until I was 20.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
But Tom from MySpace, like, he famously, like, sold MySpace. And
to
then,
who?
Fox? Was it Fox?
I think it was Fox first, like, News Corp.
And it was for, like, $35 million or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Holy shit.
And then,
something that sounded like a lot, but it was actually quite low for a social media platform.
Facebook sold for $2 billion, and that was seen as, like, such a huge
And
thing.
YouTube sold for, like, $1.6 billion or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Tom from MySpace sold MySpace, and then he just disappeared and was like, I'm just going to, like, do
Live
photography.
His life.
Yeah, he's a photographer now.
And he, like,
he just
takes,
chills
like,
and takes
incredible
vacations.
Photos.
Yeah, he's great.
I need to follow him now.
You should become friends with him again.
So you want to go on a date with him?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, not a date.
Because you
dinner.
Want photos.
Dinner
okay,
date.
Dinner. Yeah.
I want him to like tell me about the decisions that he made and.
Wait, that's a good one.
So we met him one time because we were so MySpace was seeing if they could make an exclusive deal with us, and they were gonna you're gonna eat some spaghetti.
Do it. It's super glued to the
get
plate.
Some,
so
get
just,
some spaghetti in there. For a second, we were thinking that we were going to make an exclusive deal with MySpace and not be on YouTube anymore, but thankfully we decided against
that. Whoa, you guys were just going to be on MySpace?
It was like, we were just meeting with people who wanted to meet with us before we signed an exclusive deal
Damn,
with
this
YouTube.
Damn, this shit's fire!
Is it good?
Yeah, she
Is
crushed
it,
it.
I don't know if are the meatballs gluten-free?
Wow, look at that.
Hell yeah.
Are we seeing this?
For anyone listening to the podcast right now, I apologize because you're missing out on the art team set up this plate here where every single thing is glued.
It looks gorgeous.
Together.
I'm going to not chew in front of the microphone.
It's okay. I'll just talk.
Oh, this actually hits.
Yeah.
This is good.
You see, I was
vegan and gluten free, guys.
I was eating because you were talking, and now you stopped talking.
Oh, uh-huh.
So now nobody's talking.
So when you're on a date, that's what you're thinking about. What? When they're talking, that's when you're eating.
It's a good time to eat. You ask them a question, like a question that requires a long response, and the moment they start talking, you just go.
Yeah. No, I've noticed that you do that. Do you know what? I'm just kidding. You don't. Do you know what really kind of stresses me out just a little bit?
What's
up? Is when you're like on a lunch date or whatever with someone, mm-hmm. and you're trying to catch up, and they have a beautiful bite in their hand, and they're talking a lot to get, and all you want to do is say, "Hey, it's okay. We can pause. You should finish that bite." Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever feel that anxiety?
Yeah, and sometimes they're holding it for a while, and then they put it down because they're in the middle of, and like they keep holding it and like not taking a bite, but getting ready to.
Yeah. One time my friend held his burger, and I could just see it getting colder and colder in his hand. I think he held it for like 15
minutes.
Well,
maybe he should just like shut up and burger, like let you talk.
Shut up.
You know, let women talk.
Yeah, okay? No, it wasn't even like that. But yeah. Anyways, that's my anxiety. I don't know who I would have, to be honest. I would love to sit down with like Carol Burnett or Meryl Streep or...
it's like one of the greats, one of the goats.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. That's hard.
It's kind of crazy.
Prince, but honestly, Prince.
Oh, Prince. Nice.
But what would we talk about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Talk about like...
cool. Yeah. No, I think
what's
Prince.
It like being, was he Seventh Day Adventist?
Yeah.
I kind of want to let him know what 1999 partying in 1999 was really like.
Oh my God. His parties.
Yeah, I'm like,
his parties sounded insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys ever see the movie Purple Rain?
No.
Mm-mm.
Is it good?
He made a movie Purple Rain.
He made a whole movie based on the song.
Yes. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
I'd want to know, but I would feel mortified.
Was he acting in it?
Yes.
Was he a good actor?
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Well, shit, I didn't know that.
He seemed pretty good.
He dated somebody in our class.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
In our
I don't think we should say.
Class.
I don't think we should say
more,
but...
No. They were in our community college class. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was after we hung out with them, though, right? Or was it while we were hanging out with the...
After.
It was after. It was after.
God, I love getting you guys on here. You just spill it.
Just the tease out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are you sure you wouldn't have dinner with Vanessa Lachey? Are you sure? I saw the name go through your head.
Oh, Vanessa Lachey.
You know what?
Good.
You know what? I would. Because I really am not the person who just like can't stand someone without meeting them.
Yeah.
So maybe I should meet her to just see what's really going on.
How come
on.
I feel like if you guys were one-on-one having dinner, you would actually vibe?
And I kind of agree.
You would, I feel like you can find common ground with anyone.
I can't imagine her separated from Nick Lachey.
Well, no, he's attached to her.
Yeah.
They have
he would be watching in the corner.
Oh, he'd be like this.
He'd be watching.
And she'd go, Nick, wake up, come. I think I would be able to understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
And maybe I would feel really bad. Or not. Probably not.
I don't think you would feel bad.
I don't think
you would have to feel bad. But I do feel like you would be able to vibe with her.
I want to have dinner with people just... I could have dinner with someone even if I didn't enjoy them because I'm so interested in how their brain works.
Who's the worst person that you'd have dinner with?
Oh my God.
Worst?
Yeah.
Worst?
Worst person.
Trump.
You would have dinner with?
Oh, you mean
I would
worst
never
that
have
you
dinner.
Would?
Yeah.
Oh, worst person that I would have dinner with.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know, guys. This is hard.
You're looking at him right there.
Ian. No, Ian, I've had dinner with Ian a million times. Ian's great to have dinner with. He loves trying things.
Like trying new food?
I really don't know. Worst?
That's such a hard question.
That's such a hard question.
That's such a hard question.
I really don't know.
Okay.
Let me come back to that because I can't think. Question. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? Ooh, cutting. Okay, so if you were able to live to the age of 90.
Yeah.
And you could have the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life.
Oh, I think
That's easy.
Body of a 30-year-old. Because your mind is always, I'm not going to have the same, I've already grown so much in the past 8 years since I've been 30. If I was stuck at a 30-year-old, mind.
You're so right.
Because like, also there's like, there's been research that have shown like elderly people are on average happier.
Because yeah. their mind is free.
Yeah. And I think also like you just kind of like forget a lot of the bad things that have maybe happened in your
life. Hardship makes you grow. It makes you perceive, it makes you appreciate things.
And I feel like when you're in your 30s, you have a lot of like, what am I doing?
When I was 30, I was a mess. I was in a relationship I wasn't happy with. I was doing work I wasn't happy with. Yeah. I was emotionally very insecure.
Yeah.
So like maybe, maybe like cognitively you would be slower, but like, I mean,
at least your
if you got your
ripped.
Last 6 years,
were you ripped at 30?
I mean, because like so many people, like when they, I mean, at least in America, like it's that kind of like ironic thing where like people like work themselves to death so that they can like retire and then finally live their life. And then a lot of people, they retire and then they're like, oh, actually like traveling doesn't like really work for me anymore.
Their body is exhausted from them working themselves to death.
Yeah, yeah. Things don't work like they used to.
Yeah.
I also think there's this idea that your body and mind start like degrading after 30 or something.
I mean,
like,
they
or at least
kind
your
of
body
do.
But I'm in better shape than I was now than I was in my 30s. I think it just is a matter of how much do you use your body? What are you doing with your body? Mm-hmm. How much are you just sitting in a chair all day, right?
I think
that's
that.
When it starts catching up with you.
I think also for women too, like we go through all these phases of hormones and menopause and all that. So it's always changing. So like maybe missing menopause sounds awesome to me.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what it's like.
Periods for life,
I've only
baby.
Heard about it. But periods for life, baby. But yeah, I would say body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that like
unanimous.
Unanimous body.
Like your mind does deteriorate past a certain point, but I think that's partially attributed to not stretching it, not constantly thinking and problem solving and like pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. I think it's just once you reach a certain age, a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm done pushing myself outside of my comfort zone. And therefore, you know, all of them starts to atrophy.
And maybe they're like, maybe at that age, they're doing some releasing and forgiving. Maybe okay. I will releasing and forgiving. So their brain can actually like not have so much backup on it.
I think
it.
You should be doing that all of your life, always releasing and forgiving.
Too.
Like get started now so you don't get trapped with that as the only thing you can do by the time you're older.
I completely agree.
Great.
Great.
Cool.
Moving on.
We agree.
Boys. Do you guys like boys or guys or men?
Papa.
Men.
No, papa.
Papa.
Men.
I saw this funny clip of this girl like cheering for, I forget what soccer team it was. She was like, woo, let's go, boys. And there's this super insecure guy sitting in front of her and he turns around and he goes, men.
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on.
That's so funny.
That's so dumb. Boys is fun. Also, I know people are like, I hate to be called girls. But sometimes it's like, it depends on the person.
That's why you say females.
I don't even know if females.
That's what I've been saying, bro.
Hey, females.
Let's go, females.
Hey,
where
females.
Where my females at?
That feels so like animalistic.
Yeah, no.
When someone's like, hey, girls, come on, girls. I feel like it's like a soccer coach vibe, like a female, like gym teacher.
Yeah.
Like, come on, girls, get in here, girls.
I think it really has to do with intention.
Of course.
I think
if
that's
it's
all
like,
it really
hey,
has
boys
to do.
Over here, the girls don't be picking up anything.
Yeah.
But it's heavy, guys.
Yeah.
I prefer the term young gentleman.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. So you want papa and young gentleman?
Yes.
Okay.
I prefer young man.
Oh, you like young man?
Young man.
Young man.
Actually, I was called Iho. By this Spanish
dude,
woman.
Oh, it's
and
the best.
It feels so endearing.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm like,
dude, when like a woman calls you Iho in LA.
Iho?
Yeah.
Miho?
Miho.
Oh, shit.
Miho.
I said Iho.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Iho? That's
Miho.
A word too.
Iho is uncle, right?
I think it works either way.
Oh, shit. Okay. No, you're right. It was Miho.
Miho.
It was Miho.
Miho. It's Miho.
Miho. Oh, it's
when
so
somebody
cute.
Calls you Miho, you're like, fuck yeah, dude.
I love that.
I shed a tear. I was like,
that's really
that's
sweet.
That's me, Miho.
So we'll be calling you that.
Thank you.
Was that at a burrito place?
No, it was.
That's where I got called it.
Oh. No,
yeah.
I was trying to pay for parking.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait,
maybe I. Was this in Little Tokyo?
I don't know. Okay.
You guys, there's probably multiple
there's
people.
There's lots
that
of
say
women calling
Miho.
You guys Mihos out yeah. there.
But I love all that you're going to try to find the one. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Drip Drop. It has been such a hot summer.
Yeah. When they say California's a desert, they weren't lying.
And I feel like water isn't cutting it to keep me hydrated, which is why I've been using Drip Drop. Drip Drop uses science-based formulas for rapid hydration, so you feel results fast while getting 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. It's proven fast hydration. Drip Drop's Zero Sugar Plus is a breakthrough fast-absorbing formula with an advanced blend of 6 key electrolytes, 15 essential vitamins and nutrients, and no sugar or artificial sweeteners. There are 16 original flavors and 8 sugar plus options.
I've actually incorporated Drip Drop into my daily routine. It's not just for working out. My favorite flavor is strawberry lemonade.
Ooh, delicious. Now, did you know that over 90% of top college and pro sports teams use Drip Drop?
Okay, Amanda, here with the facts.
Hey, because hydration isn't just something you do when you're behind. It's how you stay ahead. Right now, Drip Drop is offering podcast listeners 20% off your first order. Go to dripdrop.com and use promo code SMOSHMOUTH. That's dripdrop.com, promo code SMOSHMOUTH for 20% off. Stock up now at dripdrop.com and use promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Back to the show. Yeah. Okay, question. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Quality or ability.
And can the ability be like
supernatural?
Yeah. Yeah. Selena says yes, so that means yes.
But if we go supernatural, then there's like just like ridiculous shit. Like, I'm gonna fly.
Well, is that what you want, Ian? Papa?
I mean, why wouldn't
I mean
you?
That would be pretty dope.
I think flying would be great. I'd rather be able to breathe underwater.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, but that's so much less useful.
Well, why?
Well, you don't know. There's 70% of the earth is covered in water.
Okay. How often are you around water, Amanda?
Not often because you can't breathe in it. Because you can't breathe in it.
And guess what? They have apparatuses. You know this because you scuba.
Yeah, that's true.
They have apparatuses where you can breathe underwater. They do not have apparatuses where you can just walk outside your house and go whoosh and fly.
Well, aren't you afraid? Wouldn't you have to be part of like air traffic control?
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
What?
They won't
planes,
catch me. They won't catch
oh,
me.
Helicopters, flight. What if there's someone else who made this wish?
No, you're right. You're yeah. right.
You and you're flying
to,
so fast, and Anthony's coming
in
hot.
There's a lot of
you
air traffic out there.
You would have to register with the FAA.
Yeah.
It'd be very funny if you're registering with the FAA for yeah, your flight like, ability.
Flying
they,
would
well,
be fun.
They probably wouldn't allow you to fly because yeah. like, you would because you can't just like... You can't just fly a helicopter to your house and get out of the helicopter, you know? You'd have to, like, go
I
to
I think
a
you would have to do this all...
You'd have like, to go to a designated
you'd be
place.
Constantly, no, I think that you would be doing it against the law, and you'd be afraid of the law the whole time with your ability.
Well, I'd be afraid that I'd smack well, into me. Something. Okay, so is yeah. yours flying?
Well, now you made me think more about the legality.
And that's of, what it is it. Being on a date. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They really make you think. I know mine. To learn... any language
Ooh,
as yeah. fast as possible.
Ooh, that's good.
That. Any language, good. Multiple language, because I'm currently right now learning Russian.
Yeah.
Mm. And
Sto?
Sto. I've only had 2 classes, so. Sto. What?
I think it's what?
Sto.
Sto?
Okay.
I don't know. The
We're learning like you know, hard consonants and vowels and how it's spelt and how it looks currently. Boy, oh boy.
Do you know Sucha?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I drive with my husband a lot.
So he's just screaming that all the time?
A lot.
Sucha!
What does that mean, asshole? Idiot?
Does it mean whore?
What?
I think it's like yelling puta.
Whore bitch.
Okay.
What's your ability?
to always feel like I'm enough.
Aw, look
Shut
at that.
Up.
Cheers,
Shut
you guys.
Up.
Cheers, you guys.
Give it up.
Okay, he's just going to cheers you. Guys, what I was saying earlier, doesn't this look like a Catholic display?
Smosh
is a Catholic company.
Oh boy.
We're on a date with God right now.
Yeah, we have
After
like a
every
little...
video, we say God bless.
Yeah. And we have a little confession booth that I set in and I just wait for people
it's
to come in.
It's just you in there?
It's just me in there.
That wouldn't be right.
You can like know who's in the box, right?
Not usually.
No.
So you take down the thing and then it's like a, like in every horror movie, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, but like, you know,
I haven't confessed for my sins since I was young. So
what did you used to confess for?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you.
You.
I had to get
No, no, not why. What did you?
Oh, I would be like, if I gave up meat for Lent, or if I gave up sugar for Lent, or if I drank whatever, or if I lied or something.
And would you always be honest in there?
Yeah, because I was a little bit superstitious. Like, I thought if I wasn't honest, like, something bad would happen
to me. Well, that's what the whole point of it is to feed on your superstition.
But during Lent, when you'd give up Lent, it was like, you're supposed to give up something that means something to you. And I'd always kind of cheat a little bit. I would, like, give up something that, like, I was like...
And then you'd confess?
I don't care about that.
Would you confess, like...
Yeah.
Would you? So you would cheat and you would confess, oh, I ate that thing that I said I was going to give up?
Yes, or I lied to my mom about this thing.
Would you ever confess for swearing?
No.
Oh.
No, never.
Is that a sin or not?
Maybe if you say,
it
God damn
sin.
It.
It is a sin. No, I really wouldn't.
Whoa.
I still kind of don't.
To gosh dang it.
Yeah. I don't say that either. But I did not
Dag-nabbit.
I did not love confession.
I can't imagine.
I don't think anybody would.
I can't imagine as a kid
I think some people really do. They rely on it. It feels really good. They feel
it's
released.
It's like talk therapy. It's like the first talk therapy.
Exactly.
I'd probably feel really good if I like to commit a lot of sins and then I could just wash it away. I'm like,
is tattooing committing a sin?
In the Old Testament,
so
yeah.
You've committed a lot of sins.
A lot of sins have been had.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to.
And it's not just tattoos.
I think, Old Testament's like you can't like mark your sins.
Let it all out.
Yeah,
people.
This is.
I think you should go to confession.
Yeah,
you
can
go to confession.
I'll be there.
Did we figure out your ability? You wanted
to fly.
Yeah.
He'll deal with the
You
want
to be enough. And I can't wait for that to happen. Because
yeah, thank you.
Anthony, to me, you are enough.
Thank you.
You have to really believe it.
Think about it. You go through life always confident and happy and just chilling and vibing.
Okay, I know what I want. The ability to bring back our boy.
Harambe.
Aww. How did you know I was going
to
say that?
Because I just knew because you started
also,
to say
it's
it.
In your line of sight.
I've been looking right at him.
Are you just looking around the room at things and naming them?
I want to become a light bulb.
Okay, Ian.
I want to become a tombstone.
Wow, Ian, let's get the check. This guy is awesome.
I've eaten two of my meatballs.
Good job, Anthony.
I ate half of one.
Boys, you guys need to eat your balls.
You know what? Okay, I'll eat my balls.
Okay.
Eat your balls.
And while you're doing that, I have a question.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it?
Damn.
That's written on here.
Damn.
So imagine asking this on a date. Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
Well, why haven't you done it?
Why haven't you done it?
That's a good question.
I have a great answer. I've dreamed of having like a really beautiful cabin, like A-frame cabin,
yes.
Lots of glass in the middle of like a Pacific Northwest forest, lots of moss near a stream. And also I want to have a painting studio and I want to have a natural pond that you could swim in, but it's naturally like environmentally friendly and sustainable.
Koi fish,
lots of fish in there.
That sounds incredible.
Attracting the local frogs.
I feel like you could have that. Frogs.
I could, but I think that my time in LA, I need to focus a lot more time right here.
So you're thinking like Mendocino County.
I don't know.
Or like Oregon or Seattle.
Yeah, there's. I feel like there's lots of options.
You could do like one of the islands in Seattle.
Ooh, I mean, I don't want to have to take a seaplane or a ferry all the time.
The ferries there are really easy.
They're really great. It's just tax on a little bit of extra time.
Okay, no ferry. No ferry. Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up. It's traumatizing for me.
Yeah.
That dream sounds wonderful.
And why haven't I done it? I just feel like I need to spend more time in LA focusing on all of this. I think eventually I'll have that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ian?
I've done everything I want to do.
Wow, really?
So if you died today.
I'm ready for death.
If you died today, would
don't
you...
say that.
I welcome it.
Now I'm getting superstitious Catholic
stuff again. How would you feel? Like if you were decapitated and you had 3 seconds to live, what would you say?
On this table? Not on this table.
If I was about to be decapitated.
No, you were already decapitated.
I decapitated.
And you have 3 seconds of consciousness left.
I go, holy fuck, did I get decapitated?
Well,
no, he'd go,
there'd be no
Kool-Aid
air.
Man, what?
There'd be no air.
Okay.
So you would just be able to lip something.
Oh my God, this is so.
I go.
You are. You really are that fucking dude.
Because think about how freaky that would be. Okay, so for those that were listening, I flicked my tongue salaciously.
Very thin. His tongue went from like a big fat tongue
but
to like
think
a
about
thin.
Like all the people that were there to watch me get decapitated, that's burned into their mind. Me going.
Is your head rolling? I mean.
No.
No, where it's going like.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When I was younger, I heard this myth that horrified me that there was some scientist, and this is probably definitely all
this
made up.
This is the French Revolution thing where they chopped off his head and he tried to blink.
Yeah.
So see how many times he could blink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know each other?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? Tell me.
There was like someone that wanted
it. Real.
Oh, there was this thing, as I heard as a kid, it was like someone was guillotined and they wanted to know, so they were blinking to see how long consciousness would remain in the head, how long they could continue to blink after decapitation. And that just horrified me at the thought of being like, well, I'm dead, gonna do this science experiment. It was just terrifying to me.
Is that not possible?
I'm sure it's possible, but it's, I doubt
I've heard
someone
that
did
too.
That.
I think it's like kind of a myth.
I think it's
maybe
a myth. Yeah.
But
I don't know,
crazy.
This or imagine a Game of Thrones scene and he's just going, hey.
Yeah, Sean Bean's character.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Just
that's
kidding. That show's
bro.
Very old. Whoa. Yeah. That's very funny. Yeah, why haven't you done it?
Why haven't you done it?
Never mind.
That's one thing I wanted to do.
Like actually.
There has to be like cliff jumping.
Yeah, or like a cool car.
A cool, yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's your
name a freeway.
I'm trying to think beyond material things,
name
guys.
A freeway.
Good for
but,
you.
But I suppose like, you know, a Ferrari 550.
Jesus.
The gated 6-speed V12.
Yeah, of course.
I would probably, do that. It's a reasonably affordable Ferrari, but it's still a Ferrari.
To who?
This is your dream.
Affordable to who?
This is your dream. If you want something like that, you can have it.
Why don't you do it? Take a loan
out. It's very expensive.
You
still.
Just said it was affordable.
Well, it's affordable by Ferrari standards.
You would like be worried about how affordable it is when it's a dream.
If you're buying a Ferrari, you got to worry about the reliability, okay? Because, like, you can't get, like, a 355 because those things are complete nightmares.
I know cars are cool, but I just can't imagine having
But the 550, that was the last Ferrari that was front engine, rear wheel drive, V12, gated 6-speed. Now, some of the later Ferraris,
they did bring out,
like, a gated 6-speed as, like, a special option. But I believe the 550 or maybe the 575. No, the 575 had,
Ian,
I think,
the state is going really well.
The F1
the state is going so well right
so
now.
The 550 with a gated 6-speed, because every car enthusiast at some point in their life should drive a V12 6-speed.
This was our biggest, I think this was Ian and my biggest
car.
Difference.
Wow.
Did you?
Really?
Did you make it through that?
I passed out.
I think that was our biggest difference, Ian, growing up, is that Ian got into cars.
Yeah.
And you got into nature.
I got really into like metal music and I mean, Ian was a little bit, but you got into cars. Man.
I just downloaded whatever music you downloaded, I would just put on mine.
Still, because I just duplicated my iPod track.
You took his music.
Yeah.
He had me load his iPod into my iTunes, and he got.
Tell people other than you, like, "Oh my god, I just discovered this new artist who was really cool"? And
no, I never heard Ian say he discovered a band.
I just don't. I don't think I have ever discovered a band.
But you were into the music. And you went to the shows,
of course.
With me.
Yeah.
Did you actually like it, or did you show up as my friend?
No, I like the music, but yeah. I just wasn't gonna put in the effort to, like, discover music, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I remember we went to that, like, one of those earliest Under Oath shows, and you were super into it.
Of course, I loved Under Oath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never saw A Day to Remember together, though, did we? No, we didn't. But that was one of your favorite bands.
I mean, it's...
A Day to Remember was hype. One of your favorites?
Yeah.
It's hype. I don't know if it was ever, like, my favorite, but it's...
Oh, it was always one of your favorites.
I mean...
He just told you that.
It was, like, whenever you need to, like, wake up.
Yeah.
Or, like, really rock out.
Are those both metal bands?
Kind of in the post-hardcore, screamo. You could say screamo,
hardcore,
but Spencer does not like, Under Oath lead singer does not like the word screamo.
Oh.
I interviewed him one time.
Oh, really?
He's like, I don't like that word.
Why?
It's
too bad.
I don't know, because it's like it's slang for like post-hardcore.
Because what they do is actually incredible. They're like singing to such a high level without fucking up their voice.
Yeah, exactly. And being able to scream through, like, singing melodically while also screaming and being able to do that continuously on stage. It's
wild.
Crazy.
A Day to Remember is more like bro. I would say it's brocore.
Brocore.
I haven't heard of them.
It's like pop punk brocore.
Yeah.
I feel like back in the day it was like Avenged Sevenfold, ICP.
What? ICP is a different realm.
So have you ever heard that song where it's like, it goes like, disrespect your surroundings.
Oh,
that's a Day to Remember.
Okay, well, there's a meme based on that.
No.
ICP is a crazy poll.
That is
ICP
crazy.
Insane Clown Posse, Avenged Sevenfold, and then I got really into, like, fucking Dashboard Confessional.
I love that.
Have you ever been like Metallica?
I loved Metallica.
Yeah, okay.
Loved Metallica.
You were into Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
Whoa!
A7X, bro.
I can't imagine you listening to Avenged Sevenfold.
Long time ago.
I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine you listening to heavy music for some reason.
Because Avenged was like... It
Honey,
was a
I have many lives.
Damn.
And then I was obsessed with going to Warped Tour.
You went to Warped?
Yes.
Who did you go see? Do you remember?
Did you have checkered Vans?
No, but I had a black star studded belt. I definitely, I don't know if I had Vans. I was really into it.
You know, Warped Tour's back.
It's funny. I heard
it was just
this.
The other day in Long Beach.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's playing in it?
I mean, a lot of big bands that were big then, but... I mean, I didn't go, so I don't know the full band list, but it's
when
a lot of modern bands, too.
I see when I went. It was a long fucking time
I feel like the scene
ago.
Is coming back in a lot Green of ways.
Day? I mean, I listened
like back
to Green
then,
Day.
Blink-182 and stuff. Blink like, The Used was probably playing.
Yellow Card.
I don't think they're there now.
No, I don't know if Yellow Card's doing anything
Yeah,
there.
Probably not.
But what's
Where's
funny?
The Used at?
Who?
The Used. Where are they
Did
at?
You ever listen to The Used?
Oh, yeah, The Used. Do you know what's interesting is I'm listening to, like... These, I don't know why,
yeah.
But I started, I was listening to like Paramore Radio because I love Paramore.
Yeah,
but
fuck yeah.
But a lot of, I don't know how I got to this playlist of like old school that I was like, holy shit, Death Cab for Cutie, all these old songs that I was like obsessed with back in the day.
I'm going to look up who's on tour. Because
it's
Warped
classic. Tour. Who's on
tour?
This is going to fuck you up.
Who?
It's classic music now. Like classic rock.
Oh, it is, huh?
Okay, get this. So,
like the classic rock stations are now playing the music that.
No,
we
I know.
Damn,
my husband's sister is young. She's like 17, and she's like, oh my god, have you heard the song 311 Amber?
it's one of the classics.
I was like,
oh my god,
what?
One of the
and
classics.
Also I was obsessed with Incubus.
Incubus, oh, sure, yeah. Oh I loved Incubus
Are
too.
You kidding
I was obsessed
me?
With Incubus.
And I
Weezer?
Loved.
Did you like Weezer?
I liked Weezer. I liked Weezer. I wasn't like obsessed.
Okay.
I also was obsessed with
Hoobastank.
I loved Hoobastank. Well, the reason is like their song that people were obsessed with.
Jimmy World was kind of headlining it.
Jimmy
there.
World. Wait, who am I thinking of?
All Time Low, Papa Roach,
who
Sleeping
did
Chop with Sirens.
Oh yeah,
System of a Down.
I love System of a Down.
Oh yeah,
System of a Down
is
amazing.
I actually, so Aerials is such a good karaoke song. I sure. think I need to do that as a karaoke song.
Oh, Whoa. Under Oath was there, and The Used was there.
Really?
Taking
Back Sunday, yep.
Sleeping with Sirens.
Oh, these are
Simple
people that
plan.
Played Warped Tour
Simple
this
plan.
Year.
Yeah, just last
Crazy.
Weekend.
What?
Simple Plan.
Yep, Papa
Simple
Roach.
Plan is there?
Yeah, Papa Roach, Plain White Tees, Motion
what?
City Soundtrack,
what?
Gym Class Heroes? All Time Low, Bowling for Soup, and Flogging Molly.
Bowling for Soup,
yeah,
1985?
Did you...
What's their song?
I mean, everyone must have listened to Flogging Molly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They still do.
Oh, yeah.
No, they listen to it all the time. It plays at Fenway all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Flogging Molly's, Dropkick Murphys. Yep. Dropkick Murphys is obvious.
Yep. Warped is back, baby.
Whoa, we're getting off top. But now I'm like, I want to go on a date
now
with you guys.
Want, yeah. Now this now is my like, type
see,
of date.
We've connected now.
Now I'm like, my let's fucking go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how would we get there? Decapitation. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Going, oh, little, little, little.
Decapitation.
Wait, this is it's crazy that we're talking about this because I'm re-listening to that music. And I will say, Dashboard, I'm like,
I don't
I'm
know
listening
if they
now
up.
And I'm like,
I don't know if they hold up. It was very of the time.
I also am obsessed
Dashboard
with Evanescence.
Of the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Huh? They did have. I think it was very of the time.
And Evanescence.
Evanescence still hit. Well, I only really know a couple songs.
I love Evanescence.
Though. Yeah. They're really good. Breaking Benjamin. Remember that?
Fuck yeah.
You were a super
Halo into. 2 soundtrack.
Yeah. No. I think I think that was one band that you were like way more into than I was.
Breaking Benjamin never
It was
heard
kind of butt rock.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
But they had a track on the Halo 2 game.
Whoa.
And Incubus.
Yeah.
That man is the hottest man in the entire world. I'm sorry.
What's his name again?
Brandon something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh. And then he came out with the song Dig, I remember when I was in college, and I was like addicted to that song.
Incubus is so good.
So
I felt so
good.
Many
also,
feelings.
Just the music. Also, I love Fiona Apple. Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to Deftones? Sorry.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes, I listen to Deftones.
Oh, they're hitting
Deftones.
Now. Gen Z loves them now too, even.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the other thing. Gen Z's loving all this music.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming back in a big way.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by SeatGeek.
I've been so bored.
Okay, I guess I'm chopped liver over here.
No, I mean, I need to do something like gets me out of the house.
Okay, well, you should check out SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with more than 70,000 events. You could see a concert, go to a festival. They even have sporting events. Mm. Hey.
Amanda, that's a great idea. I think I'll go see a concert.
Oh, you should. I mean, I'm planning on going to see Noah Kahan, obviously East Coast, if you want to come. I'm a huge fan, and tickets are still available on SeatGeek. And SeatGeek tickets are rated on a scale of 1 to 10, which helps you see if you're getting a good deal.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I am busy on that day.
I didn't give you a day.
Anyways, I am so excited to use SeatGeek.
Great. Concert season is here. To make it even better, you can use code SMOSH10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code SMOSH10. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. Now back to the show.
I wish I wasn't busy that day, but you know, it's just how it is.
You know what? I don't want you to come.
What?
I'll bring Angela.
What?
She's awesome and fun and sings.
What?
You can't sing. Okay.
Okay.
What does friendship mean to you guys?
Oh!
This is cute because this is Smosh's. Have you guys answered this a lot? Like when people are like, oh, friendship always wins.
Honestly, I don't know if we've ever answered it in like an earnest way.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay.
And I'm not going to.
In an Ernest Hemingway.
Gotta keep it a memory.
You be you, babe.
Gotta keep it a
I'd say
history.
I'd say friendship is the ability to feel.
Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app.
I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checkings, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
Like, you don't have to wear a mask around someone. You don't have to show up any certain way. You get to be completely natural yourself. You don't feel judged.
Yes.
You feel understood. And you get to be vulnerable and have a laugh and not take life too seriously.
I completely agree.
but you can also take life seriously and get into deeper topics when the time is right. But you need that balance.
I think you need both. You need someone that you could cry with and laugh with. It's like a really good comedy drama movie where you can cry and laugh in the same kind of breath.
And I feel like that is kind of what we're doing here at Smosh, you know, with our comedy rooted in friendship, because like over the five different channels that we have, I feel like you get a little bit of an opportunity to express different parts of friendship in all those ways.
Yeah.
Even over on Alike, like being able to have those deeper conversations, be curious and learn together.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
your episode with,
Deep Sea Expert.
The Deep Sea Experts and Angela was just,
that was amazing. There are fish that they, one of the fishes, say it's all women and there's no male fish in the group.
Oh yeah.
They go together in a circle, open their mouths. Whoever has the biggest mouth transitions into a male.
Yep. Yep. And then they mate with them.
I want you to picture that right now, Ian. And then they mate with that one. That could happen at Smosh.
Why can't we do that?
Why can't we do that? Yeah. We go,
we're not incredible
fish.
Who's
got the biggest mouth at Smosh?
Me.
Is it? Yeah.
Can you fit this microphone in your mouth?
I don't know. I don't know. But if you want to try, that's a great date.
Mine was going
in. That's the end of the date, guys. Okay. Okay, Ian.
Okay.
What does friendship mean to you?
How come we and you didn't? No, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
What?
I have an answer for friendship.
You were trying to get her to put her mouth on the microphone?
No, I don't want her to.
Absolutely not.
Because I know the internets are freaks.
You have to pay for that. Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to pay to watch me do it.
Yeah, if you guys want to see it.
I have zero shame.
If you guys want to see it,
we'll give it for free.
I mean, there's been so much Photoshop that has already happened to Anthony.
We've seen everything, unfortunately.
We've seen everything.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it. We don't need to talk about it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, me either.
What is friendship to me?
Yeah. Give me your most Ian answer.
Say the first thing that came to your mind. And we'll censor it if we have to. I know that some shit just came to your mind. Did it have to do with balls?
Just censor his whole face.
Ian, did it have to do with balls?
No.
Okay. I saw a look in your face whenever you think of a joke that has the word balls
different.
In it.
Different. Wow. I love how well you guys know each other. It's actually fucking
awesome.
All right.
Awesome. What did you think?
Don't touch the table. What,
are
come
you,
back
are you
here.
Trying to distract
us? Hey!
Are you trying
Shane's
to distract
hair.
From answering this?
This is Shane's hair. I don't know whose hair that is.
Friendship is, I don't even want to do my joke anymore.
Why? You took too long.
It's too long and now it's dead. I like what Anthony said.
God, this is like you sharing taking his playlist or sharing his playlist. Okay, friendship to me now as an adult is very reciprocal. That's what I want to say.
Okay,
it's very.
Was it not reciprocal at one point?
I think sometimes friendships can. I have really, really solid friends, but I think sometimes when you're like moving fast, especially in this industry, you don't realize it's not reciprocal until like it's too late. You know
I have an
saying?
Answer.
But reciprocal.
Okay, so I've told a few people about this, but my friend put it in a really good way, especially because like LA is like we're all in the industry. So like a lot of friendships have there is sometimes a transactional aspect to it. And, and you can't really get around that because it's like we all work in the entertainment industry in some way. And so like you become friends with somebody, maybe they're a creator, maybe they're an actor. And there is always kind of this like part in the back of your head that's like, are they friends with me because they enjoy spending time with me? Do they want something?
Right.
And I think it's also okay to have relationships like that, but you can't always be completely vulnerable to those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my friend put it in a really good way because she's a stunt driver. So like we have no like, there's no like
competition.
Overlap. Yeah.
Overlap.
And she's like, I want my friends to be as useless to me as possible. Like I can't get anything from them. They can't get anything from me. We just want to spend time with each other.
That's true.
And
whoa,
like the only thing keeping us together is because we want to be around each other. Nothing.
Yeah. Like I'm not staying in this relationship because you have like a beach house and I really want to go to your beach house or you have like a dad that owns an airplane or you're friends with like this person that I'm trying to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But does that extend to like you really being there for them when they need help, like watching their dog or?
Yeah, of course.
That still works. That doesn't like fall in the useless category.
No. Because that's just doing things for your friends.
Then I do agree with that.
Yeah, the useless thing is more so just like you can't use each other for things.
That
feels a little bit more like transactional almost.
That's what I meant by reciprocal. It's not that I've had a bunch of non-reciprocal relationships, but I mean even just like, you know, not just physically but like mentally, right? When you do feel like you're giving advice to someone constantly and it's almost like you don't know where that advice is going, or they always call you for an emergency, or do you know what I'm saying? Like you do reciprocal in a way of like you might be giving more to that person than they're giving back to you.
And that's okay.
And it's not like, oh, every time I'm going through something, you have to also take care of me and vice versa. But it's also like, I think for me, the best test of a good friendship is I don't leave feeling super drained.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah. When we were walking in Montreal, we were talking about how, well, I'll just say it through my lens. And that's when I was younger, I never really, like, there were periods in my life where I would not hang out with many people. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm introverted. And then there'd be other periods in my life where I'd be like, oh, I hang out with people all the time. And I feel fulfilled after hanging out with these people. Mm-hmm. And like, as I've gotten older, I've definitely identified like, well, I guess I'm introverted. And, but I think the thing is that when you find people that you can hang out with where you don't have to show up as any way, you don't feel like there's an expectation for you to be a certain way. You get to just exist and there's not an expectation of you or like pressure on you to be any certain way. Like I said, the mask, you don't have to wear that mask. You get to just be, then you feel more uplifted after hanging out with these people. You feel more.
Your cup is full.
I think we were all talking about that. Because I was saying like,
was that when we went for a walk through the university?
To the Japanese.
That was awesome.
Because sometimes when people think they're introverted, maybe, you know, your friends just suck.
I actually loved that because it's true.
Yeah. And it's like, if you are like hanging out with these people that drain you, that are always like, maybe always like taking, or they're just like, not like, you can't relax. You can't let your guard down.
Yes.
Like you always feel like you have to show up as somebody. Yeah, maybe they're just not the right people.
They're not the right friends for you.
But also in addition to that, I think sometimes you can be hanging around the right people who you can get comfortable with, but you never allow yourself to get comfortable. I feel like a lot of times I hang out with people who maybe are really chill, cool people, but I feel like I need to be entertaining and I need to fill the gaps in our conversation. Yeah. I can't look awkward. And it's like, then I'm feeling drained even hanging out with really cool, chill people
like
who I can
also
chill with.
Yeah, that's like also the industry that you're in too.
Yeah, and I think that's also been an issue for me is, a lot of people have, you know, throughout the years expected something of me, or I felt like I needed to fulfill something or like be as cool as they thought that I was. And then I never feel like I can just be.
Right. I think that's another thing of friendship is like the safety to show up exactly how you need to be in that moment.
Yeah.
Like I think some people are like, I'm going through this really hard time, but I'm fine. I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't want to be a burden.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah. Oh, I've definitely done that. We talked about that actually.
Yeah, we've talked about
that
a lot. I've definitely done that. And then I think since I've had my son, it's like, the filter is gone. Like I don't have that barrier anymore.
Yeah. And that's why I loved hanging out with, all the cast and the crew that went with us on the final leg of the tour in Boston and Montreal. Cause I felt like I was able to hang out with you all in a capacity where I was able to just exist and not show up as the boss figure that has, it's like, it's so weird. Cause when Ian and I came back in and acquired Smosh and we were able to own it and is independent and everything, I was like, I thought that it was going to feel like we were all just like coming in this together, but there is a little level of like, you're the owner and co-founder.
Yes.
So now, and I think I kind of place it on myself like, oh, they expecting something from me and I need to show up in this way. And it's like, I kind of have felt like a little bit of tension of like, okay, I need to be this thing and I need to be perfect and I can't be a burden. I can't let them know I'm going through issues. Yeah. I have to be the figure that they look to.
Right.
You know,
but it's more like what's funny is, I mean, that's just how we were taught in society, a role. You guys have a role.
Yeah, it's like know your place in the hierarchy.
You're Smosh daddies, your bosses. So we're almost like following your lead. So we're not going to take the next step ahead without your lead.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I see, yeah, like when, and I felt like I started like being more vulnerable and opening up. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I get to just like actually yes. just chill here. So then I felt like everyone was able to match that back at me.
Well, yeah. When we were in the city, I felt very free.
And it was like, I didn't realize how much of that dynamic was only created because of a story in my own head of needing to show up a certain
yes,
way.
Yes, 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 yes. You don't need to do that because in fact, we understand you better when you show up just like, hey, how's it going?
And I felt rejuvenated after hanging out with you guys because I was able to show up exactly as I am.
Yeah.
But oftentimes I feel like I need to show up in a certain way. And then I'm like drained afterwards. I'm like, oh my God, I mm-hmm. like was at work all day and right. it feels like I was working, even though I was just hanging out right. with people who I like. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It makes sense because then when you're showing up, like, which I totally get, it's your role. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you're showing up like that, that sets the tone.
Right.
And then we show up like, oh, right. Yeah. We're working for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to,
like, all you can do is
we're
going to
talk
dynamic.
About work and we're going to be, we're not really going to get too much in our personal life because right. we don't want you to feel like that's a burden on work.
I also feel like I was afraid to get into personal life stuff because that would mean that I would have to be vulnerable and talk about me going yeah. through stuff. And I'm like, yeah. you don't want to hear about me going through stuff because mm-hmm. then that makes it seem like maybe I don't have shit figured out. Maybe I can't mm-hmm. operate from this level or something.
But yeah, that's part of like why when Smosh came back from the ruins of Defy and I took on the position of president.
Yeah.
Like that's part of the reason why those first few years were so rough.
Felt so burnt out from feeling like you had to show up as this
oh, yeah.
figure mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. had everything figured out and everything under control. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you don't want to be the burden in the room, you know,
right,
you don't want to
course.
Feel like people have to take care of you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but at that time, people were asking you if you were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
But you were like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like if you turn to someone, then it does show this, maybe back then, maybe it showed this like facade of like, oh, he's not doing well. Oh, shit. Like everything's going to shit. Like blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, a very societal thing. I don't know. I think what we do is a little bit different. Like you actually have to be a little bit more... connected and,
yeah.
and more level and more grounded. But I'm sure during that time you needed to maybe, I mean, I wasn't there.
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like I needed to be like more of like, I don't know, like I just didn't have that position before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I had to show up in a certain way and like be an example and like hold on to a lot of stuff because mm-hmm. there were things that I couldn't tell people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You couldn't talk about your struggles vulnerably yeah. with everyone because no, you needed no. to be the leader.
That's so hard.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be like a burden.
And I know
like,
that was hard
because I knew other people had like
stuff going on,
bigger things. Like, to,
and I know that was hard for you because in the Defy days, there was this like company that was above us, so it felt like yeah. everyone, including you and
pile
I,
pile all our shit on them, and be like, they're the problem. They're
yeah,
the
and
problem.
We were able to meet the cast from a similar position, and yep. we were like, hey, we're all in this together. You know, the company is the thing that's above us.
Yeah.
But now that we're an independent company and we are the company, there can sometimes feel like there's that, mm-hmm. that gap between
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So I think that this trip, like I was only able to hang out with like a handful of the cast and crew, but I felt like I was able to finally be like, oh, I'm just chilling here as a human, not as yeah. like this position.
It was so nice for me too, because how I operate, if I'm working with someone, even if you guys are, you know, the bosses, it's way easier for me to understand who you guys are,
mm-hmm.
your motivations, your thoughts. And I'd rather have you show up like, shit, I'm having a hard day today.
Yeah.
I'd rather that because I can understand why that would make maybe people feel weird or you would be like, oh, I can't show that side. But mm-hmm. for me personally, like,
yeah.
I prefer that because then I go, oh, I'm not afraid to come to you guys for like work things, but also like, I don't always want to talk about work.
Yeah.
And when we were traveling in a new city, like we had so many other things to talk about and that was just nice. Like we got to just like exist and I do think maybe those societal things are changing, but I think forever in our world, I mean, the boss is the boss and it's like, there is that societal thing of like, don't mesh with your coworkers.
Yeah, it almost like takes away the humanity
yeah.
from people in that position, or at least like I feel that I'm like, oh, I have to be this thing that's separate.
Yeah.
And it felt really nice that one day, the first day in Montreal, I wasn't actually in the show. And I was like, oh, thank God. Cause that day I woke up and there was like this feeling that I had. I just felt like so,
yes.
I don't know what it was, drained or sad or something. Mm-hmm. I came out for a couple bits during the update moments, but I was just feeling so weird about it. I was like, am I even going to go tonight? Mm-hmm. You know, I ended up going and showing up and I'm glad I did. And then afterward, we had this conversation. I was like, damn, I just felt so drained, like sad, almost depressed today for I couldn't identify why. It was hard for me to even get out and come here, but I'm glad I did.
Because you can't get a Blizzard or Dairy Queen.
That's really why.
You were so fucked up about it.
Yeah.
You saw me enjoying that Blizzard.
He's vegan. Man.
You're like, damn.
Yeah, man. I saw it and I was like, fuck.
And like,
I was like, the only thing stepping between me and happiness right now.
Yeah.
No, but I responded to you saying, yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
I was like, we all felt that way.
I was like, oh shit.
We were all in our hotel rooms.
A few more
like,
people chimed in and we were like, I was feeling that too.
I'm not gonna hang out today. I'm just gonna go straight to the show.
But it's so funny because I see you guys as professional performers that just have that shit covered, and you I'm like, damn, they don't ever go through this like hard feeling that I'm going through. How am I supposed to go up there and match that?
Nope.
I was like, afterward you told me, I was like, damn, you went up there and did all that feeling that way too?
Yep.
Jeez.
Yes, because it's just part of this training or whatever, but it's like, you have to remember, like, we're in the makeup chair being like, how's it going?
Yeah.
Man, I had a good cry this morning. Me too. So we're like, we're getting it all out, and then we're able to go on stage fully present ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. I'm giving you, I think it's awesome that you gave yourself that permission, because I think it makes for a better performance.
It's like, also, hey, we're
performing
shit
together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like at that moment, you're performing with us.
Do you feel like afterward, like after pushing yourself to, I mean, like, it does help being back there talking about it, relating with everyone, then getting out there and feeling like this collective camaraderie of like, we all are maybe not feeling the best today, but we're going to get out there and give our best and feel supported. Do you feel better afterward?
Always. Because
I felt that too.
I felt so good. After every single show that we did, I felt so good because I felt like I was able to bring my truest self to like the fans who were all in the audience. You know, they paid money. They mm-hmm. flew there. Some traveled there. You know, some people, you know, left their kids or their parent or whatever. They're all there. And I felt like I needed to be genuine in order to be that way. I had to release whatever was going on. Cause I was like, I want to be so present and so joyful for them. And it's not like I'm putting on joy. I really was like, I felt better releasing all that stuff. So then after a show like that, I was like, I feel great.
I felt amazing.
Let's walk this city.
That day. I felt so good.
Yeah.
After the show.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, we walked everywhere.
So what was the question?
Well, what's crazy is we're actually kind of out of time.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That definitely was not 36 questions.
What the hell?
I'm so sorry. Well, okay. I can ask this one last question.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was so quick.
I know. Wait, what's the last question I want to land on? Because these are fucking intense. This last one is really intense.
Is it if you could fuck one person dead or alive?
I don't know. Yeah.
Dead. I mean, alive.
Bader Ginsburg.
Alive.
Ew, what? Not ew. She's amazing, but
I can't believe you said ew.
What? No. Amanda.
I was making a joke that it was about if they were dead or if they were alive. Not.
Have you seen early?
Yeah, I know what you're. That's why I said ew. That was a response to Anthony.
Have you seen early Hillary Clinton?
Early Hillary Clinton.
Do you want to tell me about her?
Yeah, tell me a little bit about her.
Is this your type?
What are her? Yeah.
Do you like long skirts and blazers? Wait, tell me.
No.
Are you trying to say she was hot? What are you saying?
Okay, we're talking about vulnerability here, Ian.
Yeah.
So as my boss, Daddy, you have to show up and tell me why you like Hillary Clinton.
I feel like I shouldn't elaborate. I feel like we should just cut this part out.
Because he's...
Guys, that's what we're ending on.
Oh,
that's
no.
Literally what we're... Do you want to change your answer?
The Google searches of young Hillary Clinton are just going to spike
after
the show.
You didn't call
show.
Her young. You call her early Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you said her early.
Early
you
Hillary
said
Clinton.
Early.
Okay, early.
It's very different than late Hillary Clinton.
And you said, who do you want?
I just said alive.
And I'm sticking with Prince. All right, guys. That was 36
He's
questions.
He's so short, though.
I know.
Would there be a power dynamic?
No, you're so right. What am
He's
I going to
so
do?
Short. He's like 5'2"?
I could just pick him up.
Aw. Yeah. Swaddle him like a baby.
I can't sing the song.
What song? Purple Rain. Oh, that song.
Guys, that was five questions, a.k.a.
I feel like I've made a terrible...
Which part?
I mean, so many parts.
Do you want to cut everything?
Which parts do you want to cut?
Yeah,
the whole episode.
I think Ian feels like we're back in the city and we're all just hanging out. We're not in front of the camera.
This whole episode's going to be Ian. Everything that he said is cut.
It's just me and Anthony in this episode.
That did happen. Okay, that did happen, though, in the Try Not to Laugh Smosh Mouth. Like, there was something that I said.
And they
cut it out. So all of a sudden, the seats just switched.
Wait, what was it?
Oh, I
don't remember.
You said some wild stuff, but there was some wild stuff said during that whole episode.
I know, but when I say something wild, we have to cut it.
Well, it's pretty wild.
No, that's fair.
Listen, we're not going to cut anything out of this episode.
We probably should.
We'll figure it out.
Whenever my mouth opens, it just cuts immediately. I'm like,
no, it's just this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it cuts to us crying.
Did you forget that you did that? Do you want that cut too?
No, I want to keep the tongue.
Okay.
That's the only thing that's making it in, honestly.
Yeah, I hope so. Just replace all the times I was going to talk with.
Honestly, this is a great date. I'm so glad I went on a date with you.
Wait, are you in love with us?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
I fell in love with you guys halfway through.
Aww.
In the beginning, I was like, I really love these guys. And then I fell in love.
Yeah.
When he went off on Cars, I passed out asleep, but my whole body
went, I'm so impressed.
And I knocked out from love. Yeah.
There's something so sexy about seeing someone be passionate about something, right?
Sure. Honestly,
right?
It was so sexy. And then I fell in love with you when...
awesome.
God,
this is awesome.
So many different parts.
Oh, thank you, Amanda.
So many different parts.
So
when
awesome.
You talked about Warped Tour, honestly.
So many. You can't
I'm not even
name
kidding.
Them.
Warped Tour, oh, Ferrari, yeah. You guys, I'm in.
All right.
And you're going to finish your meatballs while we...
I finished my entire plate, Mama. Can I have dessert?
Yes, you can. A blizzard. Score blizzard for my baby.
Yeah, can somebody give me a blizzard?
And we'll get a blizzard for Anthony.
Yay.
Vegan. Okay, guys. Yes, that was 36 questions, and we only got to, I think, 5. That was such an amazing time. This was my date with Ian and Anthony. If you want to see me do it again, part 2, let me know. And what's your favorite blizzard flavor? And if you're vegan, that's okay. I don't know if they have one. Do they?
Next time we do a date, we got to get some blizzards in here for us. That's what we're having on our date.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, date part 2, blizzards.
I'm down.
And we're going to go like this.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah. Although it might melt a little bit by the time it gets here, so it'll probably spill.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Mwah. Love y'all.
Confess your sins.
Bye. Bye. Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.